As the debate continues over who's to blame for the slow rollout of the COVID vaccines here in Australia, researchers admit more needs to be done to convince people they're safe. A long-term study tracking the attitudes of more than 3,000 people found young women continue to show the greatest reluctance in getting a shot. Bridget Fitzgerald reports.
Many Australians are happy to have the COVID vaccine as soon as possible.
Once it's my turn, I will do it. Yeah, I think whoever can get it should get it, definitely, yeah.
Among those AM spoke to, people who were most willing to get the jab were well informed.
No hesitancy, really. Yeah, happy to get it.
Where have you been getting most of your information from?
The government websites, ABC News.
I personally have looked it up in different websites and I will definitely get it.
But not everyone's convinced.
I'm not quite sure if it's safe or not safe because I heard a story about the blood clots and, yeah, not thinking about taking it yet.
Yeah, lack of information. I don't know enough about, like, I guess, long-term side effects and things like that is my probably biggest worry.
Younger people were less willing compared to older people, but also women were less willing compared to men.
Dr. Kate Reynolds is a professor of psychology at the Australian National University and one of the authors of a report into vaccine behaviour. ANU has been keeping in touch with just over 3,000 Australians, surveying them about their attitudes towards the vaccine three times. Once as restrictions started to lift in May last year, again in June, July, and then in October.
And what we found was that there was a slight increase in the number of people who said that they would not be willing to get a vaccine. But in general, we can see there's about 62% of people who, as of last year, last October, they were reporting that they'd be willing to have the vaccine if it was available.
Interestingly, just 43% of young women were happy to get the jab as soon as possible, compared with 62% of young men. The study found some social and behavioural indicators that might explain any hesitancy.
It seems that young women in particular had less confidence in government, and that was related to whether they were likely to get the vaccine or not, as is the sense to which they feel belonging in their community and feel that they're being treated in a fair and just way. So, you know, they give us some insights into things that are driving people's decisions that are very much about social cohesion in the community, of which confidence in government forms part of that.
Dr. Reynolds says it's important for the government to improve communication and address mistrust.
Just as we saw with managing the health risks of COVID itself, having trusted experts front and centre and members of the public who people look up to, think are leaders for them, could be really important in terms of helping them make up their minds in relation to being vaccinated and being vaccinated as soon as is possible.
Dr. Kate Reynolds from the ANU, ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report.